Tanuruka, Rashi says, it means kli also miglal boker. Means a kli that's made from the shmutz of the imnur of the animal. And such a kli you can't use. It has to be a choshev a kli, not a kli that's not choshev. Le miknei, to be koina, lafukim et a levi, not like levi. The Yomer of Levi says, the kelev shomatne, that's the matne, the one that's telling. He has to use his handkerchief, kamashma no, le miknei. Vele le kenuye, the one that wants to be koina, but not the one that's telling it. In other words, the one that's buying it, he has to give the handkerchief, and not the one that's telling it. The Papa Roma Lemute Magdaya comes to school, you can't use a Magdaya. You can't use the coin for Khalipin. Rav Zvid Vitamer of Ashiyama Lemute Isar Hanor. You can't use something that's also banor, that cannot be used for Kinyan Khalipin. It has to be a Dovah Khoshuv, and not something that's also banor. Ika the Amri Day. When we say Day, that's Omra Papa Lemute Magdaya the Kosher. No. It says the word they, Amra Popula Mute Matbeya. That means to tell us you cannot use the Matbeya for Khalipin. Then the kosher, we write that it has to be kosher, Amra Zvid, Vitamra Zvid, Lamute Isuriano. It comes to tell us that Isuriano is no good. It has to be something that's kosher, something that you could use, you could have enjoyment from. That type of a kli could be used for Kinyan Khalipin. But something that's also Bano, you can't use for Kinyan Khalipin. But according to this pshat, Avo Marika La Yitzrach. But Marika is just Kalim. That are made from the manure of an animal, I don't need the pasuk rashi says lameim lekoni. The pshik is not kona. Since it's not choshev at all, that's not called a kli. I don't need a pasuk for that. These are yisraelis of kinyan chalipin. The liyo kinyan chalipin is only with the kli of the kaina. You have to give it over in mashmos. So you have to with a kli and not with peyus. And matveya money is no good. That's why the best thing is a handkerchief for kli. A kli is good. A hat you can do it with. Right. A simon coin of some matveya. A Mishnah says, when you want to buy a matveya, you want to buy a silver coin of somebody else, and you're given an asimon, that's a blank coin, has no tzur, no picture on it, it's good. Because a blank coin is not called money, so that's called like peiros. So that's called like, and it's not called, that's a good kinyan chalipin. Coin of your matveya with a kinyan chalipin, it's like peiros. Versus my asimon, what does asimon mean? Omarav, moyes, anisainis, the simon, the base of spoiled money, it has no picture on it, that you give for a simon to the Beis HaMerchus. It's like a token. When you want to go to the Beis House, you have to give him a token. Meisvei Adakasha. It says, Ein Mechal in Meis HaSheni al HaSimon. If you have your Paris of Meis HaSheni, you can't be Mechal on HaSimon. And HaSimon is not called a Tzur, it doesn't have a picture on it. V'lo Yal Moyes HaNitonis to Simon the Beis HaMerchus. And not on type of coins that you give for a token to the Beis HaMerchus. So Chorot Mashmah is two separate things. Mechal is the proof here, the HaSimon Lav Moyes HaNitonis to Simon the Beis HaMerchus. That the asimon is not the same coin, the same token that's given to the Beis House. So chitayim, maybe you tell me no. Perusha kama farish. One is explaining the other one. That what do you give to the Beis HaMerchus? An asimon. Gemara says no. Voletonioch, we did not learn like this. We learned mechal in my sesheni al asimon divir Rabbi Doiso. Rabbi Doiso says you could be mechal my sesheni on an asimon. It's enough of a coin. The chomayim no ain mechalin. You cannot be mechalul ma'aseh sheni on a siman. It's not called a good coin. But it says clearly, the shavim, they both agree though, shein mechalin al moyes anisoynes to siman on the Beis HaMerchus. But you cannot be mechalul on the token that's given to by the Beis HaMerchus. So see clearly, it's two separate things. So it says rather, elu amar Rav Yechanan, ma'aseh siman, what is a siman? I'll tell you that's pulsa. Some type of a token, some type of a coin that has no pictures on it. Rashi says pulsa, mechuset tzura. It has no picture on it at all. The current loy kladin, a plaque plate.
Now he also Rav Yechon l'taimi. Rav Yechon goes to grant his own time, but he also said the sasimun is a kester shein loy tzura. It's a coin. The Yom Rav Yechon then says you should know Rabbi Doisov, Rabbi Shmuel Amru Dover Echod. They both said the same thing. Now Rabbi Doisov had Yamorin. Rabbi Doisov is what we just said. That Rabbi Doisov says you could be mechalol ma'aseh sheni ala simon. Mashmiyod, if you're mechal, even though it doesn't have a tzur on it. And Yabbi Shmuel Mahi, what's Yabbi Shmuel been? The Tanya we learned, the Pasuk says, V'tzato ha-kesav yedecho. You have to take what the when you have Paris of Ma'aseh Sheni, and you pay around money, it says, take the money to Yerushalayim. So Yabbi Shmuel Dashin's L'rabba is kol dover anitzra biyad. Anything that you hold in your hand, divi Rabbi Shmuel. So if Yabbi Shmuel holds, you don't have to have a special coin that has a tzur on it, that has a picture on it, but rather any type of a coin is good. So since Rabbi Yechonen said that Rabbi Dais and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, and here we see clearly Rabbi Shmuel is marba, anything that doesn't have a coin, doesn't have a picture on it, Shem Blaise also before meant to say Nesimon does not have a coin picture on it. But Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva, Mel Rabbi is called Dover, Sheshel of Tzur. Rabbi Kiva holds no. You could only be Mechalo, the Paris of Maisa Sheni, onto money that has a Tzur on it, that has a picture on it. If it doesn't have a picture, that's not called the Postuk of a Tzar to a Keser B'yodecha. Here, then the Mishnah says, Ketzin Moshe Chemeno Paris, Lenosin Lehamois, and Yechol Aksaboy. That if you make a Mashiach on Paris, that's a good Kenyan. But Mashman, not money. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Tavat, Torah, Midi, Raisa, Moyes, Koinis. Midi, Raisa is a good Kenyan, Kesef. Mevneimah Omru Mashiach Kohen, one of the Midrabonin, is it only Kenyan Mashiach? Because Gzeira Shema Yoyim Aloy, maybe they'll tell you that Nisa Fokitech Revelia, like somebody burned down the wheat in your attic. So Mora says, Saif, Saif, Sawat, Man de Shadid Leika Boy Shalume, whoever lit the fire, like for half a minute, there's a mazik here. So whoever lit the fire, he'll have to pay for the damage that he did. Ella rather, Gzeira to Gzeira like this, that Shema Tapo de Leika Bienis, maybe a fire will break out by itself in your house. So it's like this, and burn down the wheat that you sold to somebody else. So therefore, imukmas lobrishu say, if we say what, even though somebody paid you the money for it, the kesef is not konui, but rather still belongs to you, then mosa nafshei torah hamatzel, then the owner of the chitim will be moisa nefesh to make sure to save it, make sure the fire doesn't burn it down. But we lie, but if we're going to say that the kesef was a good kinyan, that the wheat does not belong to him anymore, then loy mosa nafshei torah hamatzel, he won't work so hard to save it. So that's why with the Rabbanu we say Kesef is not Koina. Now Rosh Lakish Shom, Rosh Lakish says, no, Meshicha Mufreshes Min HaTorah, it's Midi Raisa that you need Meshicha, that Kesef is no good by Metaltrim. My time with Rosh Lakish, what's Rosh Lakish is Tam? Omar Kroah, the Pesach says, V'chi Simkru Mimka Li Amisech, when you sell something to your friend, or Ikonu Miyad Amisech, or you buy something from your friend. So we dash in, Konu Miyad means Dovra Nikna Miyad Liyad. You can only make the Kinyan with like a Meshicha that you hand over from hand to hand. Something you hand over like, and not the kesef. For Rabbi Yechida Noma, miyad, that's what the pasuk says, miyad from hand to hand. Lamute karka, just means to say karka, to less be no. This pasuk is talking about the union of no, that you can't charge more than a sixth. So if you do it by karka, you should know there's no pasha of no by karka. Like we'll see later on. For Shlokish, im came, lichtoiv kro, the chisimkeru mimkar, miyad amisecha, al toinu, that's what the pasuk should have said. True, you can't sell and you can't charge more money. Oikono lomali. What do we need the pasuk bechlal of oikono miyad amisecha? That's extra. Shema mina. Therefore, it's kaput. It's coming to teach us lemeshicha that the kinyan of metaltlim is only with meshicha, not with kesef. Chuyab yechanan. Oikono mayavad leik. What does he do with the pasuk of oikono? Mi boyle lekeretanya. We need it like we learned. Techisim kruminkar altoinu. That means ein liyelo shenesan lekeich. Only if the lekeich was dripped, he paid too much money. That's an isa. Nisan meichim minayin. How do we know if he paid too little? That the Meicha lost out. How do we know he could also have a din of Oino, he could be Mavatul the Nekach? Talmud Leimu Oikono Al Toinu. That it goes both ways. Whoever buys, whoever sells, on both of them it sells the din of Oino. For Resh Lakish, Tarti Gomimine. Resh Lakish runs out both things from this pasuk. True, that the din of Oino applies to both the Meicha and the Lekeach, and also that the Kinyan of Metatlim is only by Meshicha and not by money. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shakesef biyodei, whoever is holding on to the money, yodel eliyona, he has the hand, the upper hand. That means moicher hu demotzi hodebei. What happened here? Somebody wanted to buy wheat and he paid money for it. So now the moicher that's holding on to the money, he has the upper hand. If he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. But lakher, the one that's buying it, that paid the money already, loy motzi hodebei, he cannot be chayzer. That's what Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. So now it's like this: iyan with bishleimit, you're going to tell me moyes koinais. That midi rice, look, Rabbi Yechanan, money is a good kinyan. It's only midi rabbanan that money is no good. Mishimachi, therefore, moicher motzi hodebei, that the moicher he could retract. But lakeach le motzi hodebei, midi rabbanan we say lakeach can't retract anymore. Since he's not holding onto the money, he can't retract. Eli yamavid, if you want to tell me, moyis enes koinois, that midi rice, look, reshlokish. Money is not the kinyan. If so, if you pay money for it, it means nothing. So then lakeach nami lehedebei. Even the lakeach that is not holding on to the money, he should also be able to retract. So Marian says, Omaluk Reshlok says back, Ali Budu Rabbi Shimon Loikamina, true. According to Rabbi Shimon, I'm not talking about. According to Rabbi Shimon, I agree, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan that money is kind of Midiraisa. But Kikamina, when do I say that Midiraisa is no kinyan of money? Ali Budu Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that holds both the lakeach and the Meicha could be Chayza. Another more says further, Bishleim al Reshlok is good according to Reshlokish. Hainu diyikra ben Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. That's what the machlokes is between the Bishimon and the Rabbanon. And this prat goof is Moses Kornis Midirais or not. Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, Ma'ika ben Bishimon and the Rabbanon. What's the machlokes between the Bishimon and the Rabbanon? But if you tell me Midirais to Moses is Kornis, so then what's the machlokes between the Bishimon and the Rabbanon? If the Moicher could, if Lokeh could be Chayz or not. So Mora says, Ike benayu to Rabbi Chizda. The machlokes is between of Rabbi Chizda's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Chizda said, that keder of shatiknu meshicha b'moicherin, the same way that kind of meshicha by moicher when you sell something, kach tiknu meshicha b'lekuches, the same way there's a kinyan meshicha b'lekuches when you buy something. That Rabbi Shimon less like Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Chizda, Rabbanan is lud Rabbi Chizda, Rabbanan hold from Rabbi Chizda. So Rashi says what Rabbi Chizda means to say is that keder of shatiknu meshicha b'moicherin, that means lach the boy, ha moicher kol zeman shle moshach alakech. The Kozman the Lakech, the one that's buying, did not make a Meshicha, so Moicher has a right to retract. So Kach Tiknu Chachon Meshicha Lakech. It means Lach Zaboy, Bishvilay Satakon Atzmo, Deniso Vritecho, the Koshkain, Kimukmas Lachazor and Nami Bishus Lakech, Mosa Navshe HaMoicher. But the same way the Rabbonin made, this is the Rabbonin Shita, that Lakech also has a right to be Chayzer. As Rabbi Yochanan said before, we give the right of Lakech to be Chayzer, in order that the Moicher should watch carefully the wheat, in case there's a fire in his house, he should be most nefesh to save it. And Rav Shimon doesn't hold from this. Rav Shimon holds no, only the Moicher has the right to be Chayzer. For him there's a kinyan of Meshicha. Ba'ashayim kum for Lakeach, there's no takon of Meshicha. The takon wasn't meant for Lakeach. If he paid money, then Lakeach cannot be Chayzer. That's the machlokes according to Rabbi Yochanan between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Kanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Abul Omru, it was said, Misha Poru mi Durham Abul, whether it paid back punishment to Durham Abul, who also li Poru mi Misha, and I'm in Bidiburai. Hashem will pay back punishment to one who doesn't hold his words. See, I'm with Bishlaim, the Moy is Koina, if you tell me now, with your eyes, the money is Koina, Bishamachi Koi Biavul. That's why he's Koina with the Kinyan, with the curse. Because there is a Kinyan of Moyes, so then you're not allowed to retract. I mean, even though you're allowed to retract, but Akol Ponagra, Ponagra, Machma, give a curse. Early, I'm with the money you're saying, because according to Rish Lakish, that money is not crony at all. I'm my koi biyavul. Why does he get a curse for retracting? He didn't do anything. And the Gemara Mishum Devarim, because of words, since he said he would do it, if he retracts, for that alone, he gets a Mishaparo. For the Gemara of Devarim, me koi biyavul, just because he said something and you retract now, it would be a Mishaparo because of Devarim. So most of my says, for Tanya, yes, there is a such a Mishaparo. The Shimonai, Ma'afa Pisham, Motalos Koina, Dinazov, the end Dinazov Koina, Talos, Mikomokam, Kachalocha. That's the halacha. Havalamu mishapor miyanchi dera mabul miyanchi dera flogu miyanchi zdoin viyamaru mitzvayim viyam who also lipori mishrei no aymen b'diburei. Ve'noisim ve'noisim b'divorim lekona. Ve'echzabayin v'noisim 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 v'noisim. Alright, Mishem will start over again this last Gemara in the next state.
You're holding off Mem Ches Samar Aleph on top. Again, last Gemara just was, there was a shalom we said that Moyes is not koina. If you give money to buy metalklim, so money is not a kinyan. But if you're trapped, you get a mishaparo. So Marius, the question, according to Resh Lakish, that learns me, the Yeraisa, money is not a kinyan. So if you gave money to buy something, and then you retract, so the Mishnah says you get a mishaparo, you get a curse. So the question is why? What did you get a curse for? The kinyan didn't take place at all. So Marius says, what you have to answer is mishum devarim. Because even though there's no kinyan by paying money, but you said at least that you would sell it. If I gave you money for your hat, you told me that you'll give me the hat. So if you attract and don't give it to me, you get a mishapar because of the dvarim. Because you said you would do something and you're not doing it. So my last kasha was, oh, but dvarim mikoy biyobl, is that true? If you only say you do something and you don't do it, do you get a curse?